Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. August 10th, 1988. President Reagan apologizes for the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History. Beginning in 1942, not long after the attack on Pearl Harbor, about 125,000 Americans of Japanese descent were rounded up and consigned to concentration camps for the duration of World War II. As I wrote in my book, The Soul of America, the shameful episode had all the hallmarks of a fevered era of fear run amok. "Japanese live like rats, breed like rats, and act like rats," said the governor of Idaho, Chase Clark. The attorney general of California, Earl Warren, argued in favor of internment. On Thursday, February 12, 1942, the columnist Walter Lippmann wrote that while he understood the unwillingness of Washington to adopt a policy of mass evacuation and mass internment, there was no real choice in the matter. Lippmann wrote, "The Pacific Coast is officially a combat zone. Some part of it may at any moment be a battlefield. Nobody's constitutional rights include the right to reside and do business on a battlefield." 5 days later, Roosevelt issued Executive Order 9066, giving legal sanction to the internment in typically desperate conditions of American citizens. The American Civil Liberties Union challenged the program in court, writing Roosevelt, "Enforcing this on the Japanese alone approximates the totalitarian theory of justice practiced by the Nazis in their treatment of the Jews." Upholding the essence of Roosevelt's order in several cases, a majority of the World War II Supreme Court decided, coldly, that hardships are part of war, and war is an aggregation of hardships. Eventually, the military allowed the creation of an all-Japanese American unit, the 442nd Regimental Combat Team, which fought bravely and fought well. In December 1945, General Joseph W. Stilwell, the American commander in the Far East known as Vinegar Joe, flew to the farmlands of Orange County, California. On the porch of a frame shack, Stilwell presented Mary Masuda with the Distinguished Service Cross. Masuda and her parents had been detained under Executive Order 9066. Her brother had served in the 442nd, performing nobly under fire in Europe, including a 12-hour lone mortar barrage on German positions. He was killed in action. There were some Hollywood figures in Stilwell's entourage on his trip to the homestead. One of the party had this to say, "Blood that is soaked into the sands of a beach is all of one color. America stands unique in the world. The only country not founded on race, but on a way, an ideal. Not in spite of, but because of our polyglot background, we have had all the strength in the world. That is the American way." Eloquent words, and Ronald Reagan, then a 34-year-old movie star and liberal activist, spoke them well. More than four decades later, Reagan, in his final year as President of the United States on this date, quoted a newspaper clipping about the presentation as he prepared to sign the Civil Liberties Act of 1988. The bill, numbered 442 in honor of the 442nd, authorized compensation for the detained families and apologized to the victims of Roosevelt's internment policy. Reagan said, "For here we admit a wrong. Here, we reaffirm our commitment as a nation to equal justice under the law." Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History, is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Audacy company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.